Okay, guys, on your mark.
Live from the city that works.
Get set.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Don't tell me about it. Do it.
On 720 WGN.
Now, and you're about to meet another great success story from the Chamber of Commerce 110th annual meeting, and that's Letty Velez. And we found out about Letty just about a day ago. The meeting sort of looks like it's breaking up downstairs, Letty, before I tell everybody about you. Is it still going on?
Yes, it's still going on.
Well, it's nice of you to come up and take a couple of minutes away so we could talk about you. Letty, explain to folks what you do and what Chicago Minibus Travel is.
Chicago Minibus Travel is a bus company where we do transportation for conferences, sporting events, weddings, corporations. We do a little bit of everything, except for the trains and the planes right now, but I'm working on that.
You get there. Yeah, we're working on Letty Air coming soon.
I love that, Letty Air.
So this was an idea that came from where? Because usually every time an idea comes up for a small business, it's like you go, you know what, here's something I need to do because I need this in my life, or this is something that wasn't happening in the space you were in.
I actually fell into the previous company, but my background is customer service and retail.
Okay.
And I'm very passionate about people. So once I ended up in the bus company, the previous one, I found my niche. I found my true love. And even though being an entrepreneur is a different kind
of
beast. Yeah. I'm crazy enough that I love it, yes.
So your customer base is who? Is it everybody, basically?
Yes, absolutely. We transport and work with everybody. We currently move the referees for the local Bears games, created a shuttle program for Walmart that's free to
the community. We have an escape system for the referees for the Bears games?
I've actually called or texted Jay. We're like, leave them!
Is there some secret safe word that you need to get the Bears out of Soldier Field?
Actually, there is, but yeah.
Yeah, I bet there is. Yes. But it could be a party.
Absolutely. We work with individuals as well as businesses.
It's started off with how many buses?
So previously we started with about like 8 buses, got up to 20 vehicles, and, business went through the challenges of life and the economy, bouncing back really great and strong right now, so we're very excited. Well, just won a couple big contracts. We're very excited with City Colleges.
Now, you have to be the type of person that not only likes people, but also likes to sell.
Absolutely.
Because you've got to sell the idea that you're more than just four wheels and a way to get there.
That's right. Which is, challenging at times, but, I love what I do. And it's really exciting to show someone the vision and the dream and a partnership. Being a minority female business, Hispanic, being able to show that we could do this together helped me grow, because those businesses were once small.
Sure, everyone was.
Very true.
Bill Gates was in his garage at one point.
it's very true. And Letty, what I think is really cool, in addition to being women and minority-owned businesses, you're hitting that portion of the community that otherwise might not have been served by such a great opportunity for them. Hispanic community, Spanish speaking, obviously.
Yes. Well, and also being in that male industry at times can be challenging, but I keep persevering and I just try to align myself, and I always share whatever I'm learning with other businesses or other hopeful entrepreneurs, because I think that's the critical factor. Let's share it forward.
Share it forward. I like that. We don't pay it forward.
Share it forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, I only took 2 years of Spanish, but I'm going to try this because I just got some notes in front of me about you. Says the veteran businesswoman is a true example of a mujer con la falda bien puesta.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You got to say it again.
Mujer con la falda bien puesta.
Oh, con la falda bien puesta.
What does that mean?
It just means a skirt put on very straight, very well.
Okay. All right. You know what? That's another thing we have in common. I love your smile.
Thank you.
Part of the thing for your people that work for you? They have to have their, everybody's got a
smile
at work?
Absolutely. If you get interviewed and you don't smile, you're not getting a job.
There you go. That's fantastic.
Letty, you're fantastic.
Is
there a website you want to tell people to
go
to? Yes,
our website is chicagominibustravel.com.
Okay.
And
How about a phone number?
And our phone number is 847-671-9080, as well as mycmbt.com. But can I just say that being a part of the Chicagoland Chamber is, to me, phenomenal to finally see an organization that is really partnering up and cares about small business. Because there are some out there, but they are really doing it, and I appreciate it, so that way I don't feel that I'm plugging away alone.
Sure.
But I actually am finding key partnerships.
Yeah, and a meeting like this only once a year, what a great networking opportunity. Huh?
Oh, yeah. And I bring many with me.
Yeah.
Letty, what did you say to the people? Because you had obstacles, obviously. What did you say to the people who said, you're not going to be able to do this? That, you know, it's too small of an
issue. Hey, lady.
Yeah. You're trying to reach a portion of the community that, you know, maybe isn't a top priority. What would you say that?
Funny. I've heard it many times, as well as I was part of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. And I remember in one of my questions was, well, I don't know, you might be too busy for this. And I'm like, oh, no, you give me a chance. Because I'm very loyal. I believe in what I'm trying to learn. And again, it's to grow my business to help people with their dreams as well. It's not just mine. And I'll tell you guys real quick, being Latina and my father with the work ethic, to be the provider and be a female is a little bit different. But I take that very serious, and so I'm trying to push forward against all the obstacles. It's not about breaking ceilings or being in a box. I'll tear down that wall, climb around it. I'm getting out. No one's putting me in.
Yeah, and you're doing your thing. You have kids?
I do. I have one son. He's in the Air Force.
Oh, God bless. Thank you for the service.
Thank you.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Miss him terribly, but...
I bet you do.
He's a baby version of me, even though he didn't want to be. And what he's doing and his leadership is just mind-blowing. I'm so proud of him.
Well, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Letty Velez. Website one more time.
MyCMBT.com.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Phone number one more time.
847-671-9080.
How's my skirt look? Is it straight?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's my new friend, Letty Velez. Love her smile and love what you're doing, so keep it up.
Thank you.
There you go. Back with more in a moment from the Chamber of Commerce 110th annual meeting.